Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're on 124, Shabbos 124b, talking about the idea of felt pillows. Rav Mari Bar Rachel had some felt pillows that were lying in the harmful rays of the sun. He came before Rava and said to him, "What is the law with regard to moving them indoors?" Rava replied, "It is permissible." Rav Mari said, "I have others available, do not need to use them." Rava replied, "These are suitable for guests." Rav Mari retorted, "I also have other pillows for guests." Rava said to him, "You have indicated that you concur with Rava, who forbids moving a permitted use utensil from the sun to the shade. Therefore, it is permitted for everybody else to bring their pillows in from the sun, but it is forbidden for you." Rava wasn't penalizing Rav Mari, the notes explained, but merely informing him that since he concurred with Rava, he was required to abide by that opinion. The actual halacha follows Rava, thus a permitted use utensil may be moved for any purpose, but not for no purpose at all, and a forbidden use utensil may be moved for the sake of either its use or its place, but not to protect it from loss. This, to me, brings to mind the idea of how we treat our guests, how we treat others who come to our home. If people are stopping by, especially in our crazy corona times, even if they're just waving by, even if they're visiting at a distance, which is what's mandated to be done, even if they're popping by only for a second, make sure to take care of those guests. If it's a hot day, let them sit in the sun. Set up shade for them. Set up seats for them. Make sure they have comfortable seating. Don't take this most comfortable seating for yourself. Give it to your guests. Give the most comfortable things to your guests, as always. As the Gemara talks here about felt pillows, if you have the choice of a really comfortable pillow for yourself or for your guest, you should be moser nefesh to give that pillow to the guest. If your guests come by, even if they're outside, even just for a short term, make sure they have what they need. Make sure to throw them bottles of water. Even if they're in the shade, if the weather is humid, like it's crazy temperature out nowadays, we want to make sure to take care of them. We want to make sure to give to them and make sure that they are taken care of. Just as the Gemara talks about the idea of worrying about losing pillows, especially if it's for using for the benefit of guests, so too we should worry that our guests have those quote-unquote felt pillows or have those things that are to them as comfortable and helpful as felt pillows, whether it be the water because of the hot weather. Maybe it'll be something to eat or something to nosh upon or something to actually have with them to make them feel more comfortable. And if you have a spot in the yard or a spot in the house or a spot on the porch that you think would be the most comfortable for the guest, give it over to the guest. Do the hachnasas orchem to the nth degree as much as you can. Kavachomer, when they come into your home, when everything passes, God willing, and it will, hopefully, Mirtz Hashem, sooner rather than later, give them the best portions, give them the best foods, give them the best seating and ability. And now in our crazy times, also, as much as you can, give to those guests, those quote-unquote felt pillows, whatever you can, as much as you can, as often as you can, every day, to make your guests and make people around you feel as most comfortable possible. And of course, it applies to spouse and children also. We could give the shirt off our back to our spouse. We could give the shirt off our back to our children. Halavai, we should do that every day, making them as most comfortable, because we could be a little moser nefesh, especially for our family, especially for guests, to make the world a better place little by little. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 125 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.